That's it. You don't always have to be selling. You don't always have to be coaching. You could literally just be having fun and trusting yourself enough to put it out there. And if that is not a teachable moment, I don't know what is. That is what I'm trying to do now. I've started doing book reviews.
Hey you, welcome to Shades of Content, a show that teaches entrepreneurs how to effectively use content to market their business and stay content while doing it. I'm your host, Patrice, a wife, a mom of three, and a 15-year public relations and marketing professional who decided to open a brick and mortar content studio 4 years ago. And I honestly haven't looked back since. Join me as I share my experiences and the experiences of other entrepreneurs who, like me, are navigating this maze of owning a business, running a family, and trying to stay sane and healthy while doing it. I'll tell you, it's an amazingly challenging journey, but I honestly wouldn't have it any other way. See you soon.
Oh, Ty, you are crazy. You be trying to make it so I laugh to start the episode off with a laugh. And I'm telling y'all, get you a tie. Get you a tie. Anyway, welcome back. Happy 2023. Yay, we made it. I'm so happy to be here. Happy Friday. Happy January. All of the things. This is Shades of Content. This is the show that teaches Black millennial mompreneurs how to use content to market their business and how to stay content while doing it all. All caps, it all, because your girls, we be out here doing the most. Well, I don't know why we set ourselves up. I don't know what's in y'all ministry for 2023. And I'm not about to sit here and say it's in my ministry to do less in 2023, because it's not. One of my key words for this year is big, but I want to do it big, smart, not big, silly. Okay. Happy New Year again. If you're new here, I'm your host, Patrice Kamara Camo. I do a few things. Here we go, talking about doing it all. I'm a mom of three kids, ages 15, 5, and 3. If you follow me on Instagram, you've seen those beautiful faces. I'm married. In 3 days, me and my husband will celebrate our 15th wedding anniversary. I'm the owner of Camp Space, which is the first ever franchise content studio concept. We opened in March of 2018, so March of 2023 is our five-year anniversary, which is coming up. It's crazy. I'm a full-time director of communications and marketing for a mega church in the D.C. area. I am a podcast host. I am a content creator. I'm a lover, not a fighter. Unless they want... Sorry, no, let me stop. I have never been in a fight in my life. Verbal, all day, but I've never physically been in a fight. And I don't need to. Okay. I'm a lady. very happy to be here on this new beautiful year. It's honestly an honor every time I get on the mic and talk to y'all. This is Shades of Content's third year in existence. And I'm just thankful to be able to think, create, and share with you on this platform weekly. Last year, this time, I had unveiled the new look and feel of the show. We had a lot of video content, all that stuff. We taking it back to the essence, to the realness. So you're not going to probably won't see that as many video episodes anymore, or not anymore, but it just feels good to just be sitting on the couch with Ty, my engineer, and just recording, you know? And so I just want to keep it there. You know, I spent a lot of money on video in 2022. If you listen to the last episode, I talked about how I spent a lot of money that I didn't have last year. I'm not doing that this year. So when the sponsors come knocking and they want to pay for the video, then we can add that in. Sidebar, and you'll hear a commercial for this in a little bit. If you are a small business looking to showcase what you have to offer to moms, to mompreneurs, to Black women, this show is where you need to advertise. I create custom scripts that can be on the audio version of the show as well as the video version. The packages are very affordable. I do ask that you have to book two episodes at once. You can't just do a commercial for one. You have to have two. There's a two episode minimum. And we can be as simple as me drafting the script and putting it in our audio form, or we can really blow it out and I can create full series that feature your business. We can have your business featured in the video. Like, let's say you have a clothing line. I can be wearing the clothes and we can actually embed it into the content. I can create custom reels for you. We can get super creative because I own the platform. I can do whatever the fuck I want. And so if you have something, a business or a service, this will be great for a coach. If you talk to, or if you need to reach the people that I talk to, then you want to advertise and you want to partner. So definitely tap the link in the show notes for that too. And I also need you to tap the follow or subscribe buttons on whatever platform that you're taking in this show. I need you to give me a rating and I need you to write a review on your podcast platform. Wherever you're listening to this, please tell me what you think about the show, good, bad, indifferent. Tap the 5-star, 4-star, whatever rating you think this show deserves, please do that. Last week, I unveiled a new segment. We're still looking for a name. We are still looking for a name. And if I'm being honest, I actually didn't prepare anything to talk about. I didn't prepare anything to talk about, because I am a creator, I can think on the spot. I'm a PR girl. So what I'm a put something together real quick. And so with that, today for our segment, we still don't have a name, but, and we don't have a jingle either. We got to work on that. I want to talk about Candy Burris. I have been in love with Candy Burris since I was in elementary school. Okay. When Escape came out, I was absolutely a TLC fan. Okay. Like, wow. I actually also met TLC. There used to be a strip mall in Southwest called Waterside Mall. The only thing that still exists from Waterside is the Safeway. But that mall was all around the Southwest Waterfront Metro Station. And I could walk there from my grandmother's house. My grandmother used to live at 231 K Street in Greenleaf Gardens. That's probably one of the only hoods that's still left in D.C. They demolished fucking Berry Farms. I don't know why Greenleaf Gardens is still there, but it's still there. My family is no longer there. And we would walk. I would be over there. We would walk to the mall. There was a record store in that mall. And we would, whenever there was like all the celebrities, whenever they would come to DC, they would go to this record store and sign autographs, right? Another Bad Creation was there. I saw them there. TLC came. I still have the autograph, y'all. I have it in my little photo album at my mom's house. And TLC came and I went. And lie to you not, Chili looked at me and was like, oh, she's so cute. So that's my TLC story. I've always loved TLC. And then Escape came and I was a little older. I think I might have. No, I was. It was before middle school, but it was four of them and they really could sing. And it was just like, wow, who are these people? And Candy was always my favorite. I don't know why. Candy was just always my favorite. I love all of them, but it was just something about Candy. So when you fast forward 25 years to see Candy, and the reason why I'm mentioning her is because I don't know if y'all have seen, she's doing these spoofs where she spoofed, she's remaking social moments. So when Soulja Boy was talking about how he... She redid that. And it was funny as hell. My husband showed it to me yesterday. Roland Ray, who, sidebar, Roland Ray is my cousin. Whole nother conversation. And we need to get him on the show. I don't share that with people, but I remember when he was born. Like, yeah, he's legit my cousin. She spoofed him and Bobby Lights. Like, so she's spoofing all these people. And last week I talked about Elizabeth O, formerly known as Karen super hit Corinne Steffens, and now I'm talking about Candy, who is a fucking mogul. Like, when she came back to Real Housewives, we knew she was an Escape and we knew she wrote No Scrubs and wrote music. She came back into Real Housewives and created production companies, got married, created an entire, elevated the sex industry with Candy Coated, or I forget what the name of it is, but multi-level marketing using sex products, was not being done. Continued to be on the show, on Broadway, her own TV shows, had two kids. Like, there's nothing Candy can't do. There is nothing Candy can't do. And every time she does something different and it's like, yo, what up? Like watching her do these spoofs, you can tell she's having so much fun. And that is the beauty of it. It's like she has this financial freedom from all the work and all the smart strategic decision. I'm sure she's made some bad decisions. We all have, i.e. me spending all that goddamn money on that rebrand. Cool. I'm going to get it back. But just to watch her like having fun with the content is so dope. She's not selling us anything. She's not selling sex toys. She's not selling tickets to her Broadway shows. She's not selling a TV show she wants us to watch. She's using the social platform to bring in her audience. That's it. You don't always have to be selling. You don't always have to be coaching. You could literally just be having fun and trusting yourself enough to put it out there. And if that is not a teachable moment, I don't know what is. That is what I'm trying to do now. I've started doing book reviews. Your girl is not a librarian, but I used to read books. I've read LL Cool J's autobiography. I've read Luke's autobiography. I've read Ocho Cinco's. I'm probably one of the only people that has actually read Ocho Cinco's autobiography. I love learning people's stories. And so now I just do these little quick 1 minute reviews. I don't live on my Instagram page. I don't care, but it's just me having fun with all these books. I used to read a lot. And then after having these last two babies, I just stopped because there was no time. Now that they're older and potty trained and living and sleeping in their own beds, I can read again. And so now I'm just having fun with the content. So shout out to Candy Burris, the GOAT. I'm going to meet her one day. I'm going to meet her one day. Yeah. Maybe she'll open up a camp space in Atlanta. Period. Candy. Girl.
Hey guys, if you know that you are targeting the people that I talk to, these are mompreneurs, these are entrepreneurs, these are content creators, these are women, Black millennial moms who are owning their own businesses and using content to promote and also want to figure out ways to stay content, then you need to talk. We need to get it together, all right? These are perfect opportunities for you to promote your own business, service, and or product. If you're interested, go to www.shadesofcontent.com/sponsor. Again, that's www.shadesofcontent.com/sponsor. I would love to work with you. We have a host of very affordable, if I may say, partner packages. We can do only audio. We can do audio and video. We can really customize packages that work the best to speak to your customer. And I really want to use the platform to help other businesses, small businesses, grow. So go to www.shadesofcontent.com/sponsor. I can't wait to work with you. There's also a link in the show notes.
Okay. So I remember I also in 2022, I did a 2022 goal show. I am throwing out goals in 2023. Okay. This year I have monthly targets that I want to meet, and that was sparked on this book that I'm reading called Hero on a Mission. Someone suggested this book to me. I went on Amazon, bought it right away. Took probably about a week or so before I could start reading it, but I'm only 80 pages in and it's like total mindset shift. I want you to read the book. I'll have a link in the show notes, but essentially what I'm gathering from it right now, I'm not done yet, but essentially our lives are a story. And when you think about your favorite book, there's a hero, there's a villain, there's a guide, and there's a victim. All of those parts of the story are needed and they're all meaningful, right? So you need the victim, you need the villain, you need the guide, you need the hero in order to make the story make sense. And you need all those parts to add excitement because you want to see how this story plays out. That's us. Our lives are stories that are being acted out over and over and over again. Not acted out over and over and over again, but every part of your life is a new story. Okay. And life is better when it has meaning. When those stories have meaning, life is just better. And oftentimes, many people don't like their lives or they're stagnant in their lives because they are not experiencing any meaning in what they're doing. And their lives don't have a story because they've stopped going after things. They're expecting life to just work out for them, right? So when you are saying, God is in control. He gonna do this. I'm gonna let it just play out. I'm gonna let the universe do what it's supposed to do. Not a good way to take on life. And this is what I'm gathering from this book. Because when you allow the universe to do what it's supposed to do, it's probably not going to do anything because you put no active motion into it. Now, we can allow the universe to do its part when, and I've said this before, I'm sure on the show, when we're actively in the story, taking strides, right? When you are training for a marathon, that 6 to 12 months that you need to train for that marathon, you're doing it to get to an end goal. And you have this yearning and this excitement about getting to the end goal, no matter how hard it is, no matter the ups, the downs. And then you get to the end goal. And a lot of times people get to that end goal, they do the marathon, and then life totally plummets because they have nothing else to go after. So the point of this book is to constantly be having meaningful stories in your own life that you're working towards. Meaningful stories, the start, the climax, the finale, and then you start again, right? And I'm not finished with the book yet, but I know that in that, to be able to do that, you have to know what you want your life to be. So they're asking you to write your own eulogy. I've actually written my own eulogy. My entire funeral is already planned out, right? Hey, we're all gonna die. But this book encourages you or tells you to write your own eulogy. It encourages you to think about what you want your end story to read like. And then you have to think about, well, how do I get there? Right. So if in my eulogy, I want to say, I want to donate $10 million to the University of Maryland so that the communication school can be named after me. How do I get there? And so then it has to have a 10-year plan, 5-year plan, yearly plan, daily plan. So every day you're supposed to read, you wake up, you read your eulogy, and then you attack the plan. So that is what being a hero on a mission. And instead, it's a hero because you are the hero in your own story. Sometimes we play victim. When I didn't have the birthday I wanted, played a little victim there. Played a little victim there. Sometimes we play the guide in someone else's story. I've been a guide in a lot of people's stories. And I'm proud of myself for that. Sometimes we got to be the villain. I've been the villain in stories. I've been a villain in my own story, right? Every story has each parts for it to have meaning. But at the end of the day, you have to be the hero in your own. And then there's a lot of elements that come to being a hero. So definitely check out that book. Like I said, I've often set goals. And even though I've set goals for my years, New Year's resolutions, I never really had a plot or storyline or the characters that I needed to make the story play out. But that's not going to happen this year. Okay. So for me in 2023, I'm sticking with attacking one target per month. Okay. And by doing this, just attacking one target per month, I'm allowing myself to focus on one thing at a time. I'm locked into one story. I'm going to find meaning in that one story in the month. I'm going to put the necessary characters into place. When you have a bunch of different things you're trying to do all the time, you can't lock in on who you need to make one thing happen. But I'm going to have one target per month, and I'm going to put the necessary characters into place to make that one target happen. When you lock in for that month, and let's say you get there, you don't get there, you're able to really hone in on what you might need to change to get to the end goal. So you'll have room to tweak. You can measure and you can track the progress. You can really see what the process is because you're here on one thing. That's it. And then you can use the success of the one target, reaching that goal, hitting that story to build on what the next one is. So for January, my target is to lose the weight that I gained over those 6 weeks that I wasn't in the gym. It's about 8 pounds that I need to drop. And I'm locked into that. I'm not going to be doing any other stuff. Obviously I'm going to be working my job, but I am locked into that for this month. Everything else is going to be on autopilot. And when it's time for me to get there for the next month, We good. The point of life is to have a great story. And for me, by attacking one target a month, I'm constantly working towards something in a finite amount of time. When you have infinite deadlines, for me, that causes laziness. Because I be having so many things I want to do. I can't focus on one thing. And then I just say, you know what? I'm tired. I'm going to take a nap. I'm going to go out to eat. Right? And that ain't going to work. I have to attack. And so, again, attacking will be one thing at a time is going to be kind of my new way of taking on resolutions and goals. I've done the resolutions and goals. Sometimes I hit the goals and sometimes I don't. And I know that when I don't hit the goals, it's because I just didn't have the time to lock in on it. And also, typically I'll do year out goals. So I would say in 2022, I want to do this. With these targets, I'm only doing 5 months at a time, not a quarter, 5 months. So I have not thought about July, June through December. I don't even know what to tell you about those. Right now, my focus is January through May. I have 5 targets. 3 of them are personal. 2 are personal. Is it 3-2 or 2-3? I don't remember. But they're split between personal targets and professional targets. I'm starting out with the personal target of the weight gain and the getting back in shape. Because I'm telling you, I saw over these last 6 weeks the impact of not having that. And I can't go into 2023 feeling the way that I felt or not having some type of physical, you know, that will get me there. Whole time, it's like 60 degrees outside. I'm going to go for a run today because it's nice outside. I'm just gonna make the most of it. I didn't complain like a mug to Ty about how I hate the cold. And God gave me a 60 degree day. I'm going to go run. Right? Because I'm on a mission. I'm a hero on a mission in my own story. So, you know, this episode is super short because Ty just gave me the sad face. I don't want to bombard you with like all the things you're supposed to do for the new year. Y'all already get that. I'm not about to sit here and tell you to go to the gym. I'm not about to sit here and tell you to start that podcast. I ain't doing none of that. Your girl focused on what I got to do to start out the year the way I want to start out the year. I have the 5 targets that I'm focused on this for January through May. And that's that. I think also, you know, I go back and forth with this idea of announcements versus action. When I say things, when I say I'm going to do something, it ain't because I want to flex. It's more so when I verbalize it and I write it down, that holds me accountable. So when I say to you 6 months ago on this show that I'm going to start a franchise, it ain't because I'm trying to flex. It's just, let me put this shit in the atmosphere so everybody else knows that I'm trying to make it happen. And if it's in the cards for them to assist, or they can maybe, if you can't be a support if you don't know what's happening. So that'd be why I say things. That's why I say things, not to flex, not to announce that I'm doing this. It's more so, let me just put this shit out and see what comes, i.e. trusting the universe to do its part. But how can I make the announcement and trust the universe to do its part when I haven't done the operations manual for the franchise, when I'm afraid to promote it, right? Like, so here's when we go back to Hero on a Mission, you got to play an active role. You can't expect shit to just happen. Yes, fate, and sometimes things are just sprinkled into your lap or whatever, but come on, we all know that the opportunities come when you've done your part. And that's just that. So my parting advice or my parting words to you on this episode are to possibly rethink what your New Year's air quote goals and resolutions look like, and maybe take it the way that I'm taking it. Take this approach. One target per month. Lock into that thing. Do it. Build on it. And let me know if you have any success. If you agree or disagree with how I am implementing things this year, let me know. Shoot me a DM, shoot me an email, connect with me on social media, connect with the show on social media. This is a real short episode, but that's okay. That's fine. I got things to do, y'all. It's 2:47 and I haven't eaten today. I'm very hungry. And I'm sleepy and I want to go take a nap. So with that, if you want to get your own copy of Hero on a Mission, there is a link in the show notes. I am always honored to be here. I will see you next week with another episode, but I'll actually see you on Wednesday, because y'all know we pushing out these content hacks, because like I can do them in my bedroom and I can just load them every Wednesday. Super easy. And if I'm being honest, I'm being strategic. Don't know if you guys noticed this, but when you search mompreneurs in your, at least Apple Podcast, if you put mompreneurs, if you scroll down like maybe half a screen, you'll see the show. And that was something, a little simple hack that I'll get into on a Wednesday content hack episode. But by just creating more content and putting the word that you want people to use to search in your title, more in your description, you'll come up. Very easy hack. So when you see people, when you see certain podcasts that are always showing up, it's because that's what people are searching for, and that's what people are listening to, and that's what you've been listening to. So yeah, that was just a little something. I'll get more into that hack in another Wednesday episode, but thank you. And I cannot wait to see you next week. Happy New Year.
All right, now y'all, don't forget to connect with Shades of Content on Instagram at Shades of Content, and with me, Patrice Comeau, at Patrice Comeau. And also be sure to rate this show, leave a review, and subscribe, because that's actually the only way that we're going to grow. I'll see you next week.